Additionally, the following precautions are included in the important safety information. Electrosurgical instruments are capable of producing radio frequency voltages of such magnitude that direct coupling can occur between the cautery tip and lead system of the generator. To preclude the possibility of damage to the generator electronics, electrosurgical equipment should not be used on the patient in the immediate vicinity of the implanted stimulator. If electrosurgery must be done after implantation of the device, leave the electrode and/or cathode in place so it remains connected and remove the generator, placing it outside of the body with a gloved hand. Only when electrosurgery is completed, place the generator back subcutaneously into the soft tissue. Therapeutic diathermy should not be used in the treatment of a patient who has an osteogen stimulator implanted, since this equipment can also produce voltages which may cause damage to the stimulator's electronics. Diathermy must never be applied over the site of any bone growth stimulator, since high currents induced in the electrode lead can cause burning of the tissues in contact with the cathode, electrode lip. The energy source and electronics of the generator are heavily protected within the titanium case and will be unaffected by normal handling. However, the possibility of damage by mechanical shock, such as a drop onto a hard floor, cannot be precluded. Any unit subjected to this type of accident should not be implanted. Out-of-service or explanted units should be disposed of by industrial garbage disposal. Do not dispose of any unit in an open fire.